I love me some practical tips. Let me tell you, today I've got just three. You may be able to go on a walk and just completely memorize these. In fact, I know you will. May not be a bad idea to write them down, but I want you to absorb this information and get excited about the freedom that is in front of you. There really is freedom as we age, and it can feel like the opposite when we just don't know what we're getting into with perimenopause and menopause, and we think something's wrong with us, and we think we're doing all the wrong things, and why is our cravings up, and why are our cravings up? Why are we more sluggish? Why are we more tired? You know what? Your hormones are very, very much playing a role in how you feel and how you eat and how you move, but there is a way to work with them instead of against them, and that's what I'm hoping to show you today when it comes to how we're consuming carbohydrates. All right, get on those cute tennis shoes, sister. Let's go for a walk, and let's dive in. Hey, baby girl, do you wish that perimenopause wasn't creating a body you no longer recognize? Are you going through hormonal changes that make it hard to lose weight? Do you feel like aging rapidly is depleting your energy stores? Is overwhelm zapping your motivation to create a routine? I'm so excited you're here. This podcast will help you boost your energy, feel more confident, and understand how to work with your shifting hormones so you can lose frustrating belly fat while aging healthier. Hi, I'm Lisa Liu, a mom, wife, dancer, and total Jesus lover. I was on the perimenopause struggle bus for 11 years. I worked out way too hard and ate way too little and became completely discouraged when I wasn't seeing results. I finally realized that if I was going to make progress, I had to ditch what no longer worked and incorporate more effective strategies for my changing hormones. I created a plan that simplified how I approached my health, providing me more freedom in less time and with better results. And I'm here to share it with you. If you're ready to incorporate simple strategies for perimenopause or menopause that actually work, solutions to ditching belly fat without massive restrictions or spending hours a day in the gym, rock solid results like increased confidence, balanced hormones, and more energy, a smaller waistline, more strength, and the knowledge to age well all through a faith-forward approach that honors God, then this podcast is for you. Throw on your cutest pair of tennis shoes and let's get ready to challenge the status quo on aging. I'm so excited about today's episode because this is something I see come up over and over and over again, and I get it because I've been there before as well. So we're going to talk about the three reasons that low carb isn't preventing belly fat in perimenopause. And that may be a little bit of a shock to you, but we're going to dive in and I'm going to give you three really compelling reasons. And I really hope by the end of this episode that I have made you rethink some things about what you're consuming and how you're consuming it and in what amounts. All right. So, but before we get started, look, if you need help navigating your ever-changing body as you transition from perimenopause to menopause, if you need to know how to fuel your body to work with your hormones instead of against them, and if you want to work out less while getting even better results to fit your busy lifestyle, and if you're ready to finally ditch the weight gain and the belly fat that seems to have come out of nowhere once you hit perimenopause, then I want you to go right now to lisaloufitness.com/fab, that's with two F's, F-F-A-B, lisaloufitness.com/FFAB, that stands for Faith Forward, Age Backward. And I want you to check out how me and my team can help you to age well in this act too, so that your next years can be your best years. Okay, so what is up with low carb and why does it just not work as well the older that we get? First of all, I have to qualify carbs because we have lumped carbs into every category, we've lumped all kinds of carbs into the carb category, which they are, but there's different quality of carbs. So there are carbs from processed foods, right? Which is going to be your sugars, your simple sugars, your high starchy processed foods. Think crackers and candies and cookies and donuts. Those are those processed types. of carbohydrates, but processed carbs can also come in the form of just packaged goods that, you know, they took a whole bunch of ingredients and put them together, which has removed it from a whole food category. It's now completely processed. But carbs are also your fruits, your fibrous vegetables, your fruits and vegetables in general. So when we say carbs, it's like, well, what kind of carbs are you talking about here, Lisa? Okay. So first of all, I just want to get that out of the way and understand a carb is not a carb. It's just not. And your body responds very differently to a Krispy Kreme donut than it does to an apple. I mean, would you agree with me there, right? We're not going to be bloated, puffy, and want to take a nap after an apple like we are after a Krispy Kreme donut. And not that I have any experience there at all, right? So thankful that Krispy Kreme is not here in Shreveport, Louisiana anymore. I'm telling you, I was so sad when they left and then so happy at the same time. They left about 5 years ago. Best donut on the planet, in my opinion. Okay, so let's jump into the three reasons that low carb may not be serving you anymore here in your perimenopausal and menopausal years. I also want to qualify this. Early perimenopause and someone who is considered very overweight, a lower carb diet can be beneficial for. But we are talking extreme low carb here, like a keto type of diet that's typically 25 grams of carbs or less. So we're talking extremes here, okay? All right, so the very number one reason that low carb diet plan may not be working for you anymore. So you're likely still eating processed foods in the name of whatever the front of the box says, keto, low carb, sugar free. It's still processed. Marketing tactics are so savvy. So the more you stick to whole unprocessed foods, the less likely that you'll be to consume the things that are causing inflammation in your body and extra fat around the belly. So, you know, that extra fat around the belly, we don't want it because we don't like the way we feel. We don't like the way we feel in our clothes. But there's a health nuance to this. When your waist circumference begins to grow, and a belly rarely grows without the waist growing with it, I mean, we would all agree with that, then it increases your risk of cardiovascular disease. So yes, aesthetically, if you want less belly fat around the midsection, I get it, and I hear you. But also understand this is for health purposes as well, okay? So that, quote, low-carb diet could still mean a very highly processed diet, and that is adding to the inflammation and to the belly fat, because if you look at that ingredient list, it is loaded with too many ingredients, most of which you do not understand what they are or you cannot pronounce. That's a big red flag that you're eating a highly processed food. A unprocessed food is going to be as close to nature. Well, unprocessed completely is basically from nature. So you grab an apple off of a tree. But when you think of chicken, like, they have to process chicken to some degree or you're going to be eating raw chicken. But if it is free range, if it's organic, you want to be really careful about the meats you're taking in. That's very, very important. What that animal ate, it gets stored in their fat. And when we eat that animal, guess what? It is getting transferred to us as well. So we want to be very careful. But that is minimally processed. That's what we would call minimally processed. And we want our chicken at least minimally processed, right? All of our animal foods. Okay. So that is one of the reasons that low-carb diet may not be serving you. Just way too much process. Too much of your diet is from processed foods in the name of ease. And understanding that these companies are, you know, they spend a whole lot of money on making sure that all you're doing is looking at the very front of the box and all those keywords like keto and low carb and fat free and low sugar or no sugar. But when you turn that box over and you look at the ingredient list, not just the nutrition label, but that ingredient list, it's alarming, okay? So we want to stick as close to whole foods as possible because it's anti-inflammatory, it's more satiating, and it is not going to contribute to that excess in those large amounts like the processed foods will. Okay, number two is too low carb can also lead to low energy availability. So ladies, we need carbohydrates for fuel. We need it for fuel. I have worked with so many women who come from extreme low carb diets and their adrenals are completely tanked. And they're so much so that they're unable to get in workouts or sometimes even walk consistently, like go for walks, because they're just so stinking tired. As our hormones shift in perimenopause and into menopause, it's important to understand that those extreme diets no longer work with your hormones, but rather against them, and will often cause you to gain more weight around your midsection. Why? Because of that low energy availability. We need carbs for energy. We need carbs for fuel. We need carbs to fuel our workouts. We need carbs post-workout for recovery and for to replace muscle glycogen. Like, we need them. And when we remove them, what happens is we just, our energy is tanked and it all goes back to our adrenal function. So I know what it's like to be on the go and to not have anything to eat. And then what happens? There's the temptation to go through the drive-thru because you're just so stinking hungry. So I'm a really big believer of eating whole foods and eating actual meals instead of snacking your way throughout the day. However, life happens and sometimes we're not around a meal at mealtime. So I have not promoted a nutrition bar in I don't know how long. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to think, when is the last time I promoted any kind of nutrition bar? It's been a long time because so many of them on the market are glorified candy bars. They are nutrient free, not nutrient rich. So I found one that I feel so good about putting my name behind, and I'm really excited for you to try. It's by Paleo Valley, and it is their superfood bar. So it's made with certified organic antioxidant-rich superfoods. It is made with 100% grass-fed bone broth protein. It's grain-free. It's gluten-free. It's soy-free. It's non-GMO. It has healthy fats, proteins, and vital nutrients. Let me read a few of the ingredients to you beyond the bone broth and everything that I just mentioned. So it has pink Himalayan sea salt, ginger, by the way, these are all organic, turmeric, acerola cherry, spirulina, blueberries, broccoli, spinach, kale, pumpkin seeds. Can you see the superfoods here? And here's what's crazy. It tastes really, really good. The red velvet, by the way, is my absolute favorite. So you can go get a discount at lisaloufitness.com/superfood. That's lisaloufitness.com/superfood. I want you to go get it. It actually comes in four different flavors, so you get what floats your boat. It has red velvet, lemon meringue, dark chocolate chip, and apple cinnamon. I'm just putting a little extra emphasis on the red velvet. It is just so good. One of my favorites, but go try them out. You can't go wrong with any of these. lisaloufitness.com/superfood to get your discount. Reason number three that those low carb diets are not helping in the belly fat area in menopause and perimenopause is that it also can increase your risk of cardiovascular disease. Whoa, wait a minute. How can low carb have anything to do with cardiovascular disease? Well, let me answer. So glad you asked. If you've been on the low carb bandwagon for any amount of time, this may seem like a new concept, but follow the logic. Lower carb often means higher fat. Look, there are only three macronutrients. There's protein, there's carbohydrates, and there's fat. If you're going low carb, then what? Are you only going to eat high protein and nothing else? No other macros? No, of course not. You've got, I mean, that wouldn't be satisfying. It's not good for you. Like, you need a mix of all of the macronutrients. But if you remove carbs or go extremely low carb, then you're going to likely go way higher fat. Now, I'm not a fat alarmist. I don't believe we need to be fearful of fat. But what happens on some of these, again, I go back to keto, okay? And there's more than keto. I was back in the day when it started with the Atkins diet. So that's where my journey started with into health and fitness, you know, over 30 years ago. So it wasn't called keto back then. It was Atkins diet. But what happens is when you're going extremely high fat, you're typically eating butters and cheeses and other foods like bacon and super high fat meats. These foods are high in saturated fat. I am not against saturated fat. I'm against super high saturated fat. in perimenopause, especially later perimenopause and then into menopause. Because what happens is already with our hormones starting to shift, our estrogen is dropping, our progesterone is dropping, our bodies are not able to process, they're not able to digest proteins well at all. So we need higher protein. So if instead of higher protein and more carbs that we need, we're going more saturated fat, that can lead to cardiovascular disease. And as we approach menopause and beyond, we're already more at risk for cardiovascular disease. So now we're going to add a whole bunch of saturated fat onto that. We have lower carb intake, so we're more fatigued, and then we don't have the energy to work out like we want to work out. Now you put on top of that, we also heard that we're supposed to fast, so we're fasting 16, 18, 20 hours. No wonder our bodies are confused, okay? So here's what I want you to understand. I'm not saying remove saturated fat from your diet. What I'm saying is if you are eating so much saturated fat in an attempt to lower the carbohydrate index to such a small amount, what you're doing could be potentially harmful to your heart, okay? I don't want you to walk away from this fearful of food. This is the opposite. I want you to walk away with some freedom to go, oh, you mean having more carbohydrates in the form of whole foods is actually good for my body? Yes. I want to qualify again. What are we talking about carbohydrates in the form of whole food? We are talking legumes. So if your body can handle some beans, throw in some beans. I find chickpeas react way better with my body than beans do. I've heard people say the opposite. They can do beans and not do chickpeas. I just find chickpeas are very gentle on my system, whereas beans are not. But lentils also can be very gentle on the system, okay? So that's an idea. So that's also a very high fiber food. So low grain for most people tends to work well. I can do a little bit of rice. Oatmeal, dang, I love it. It does not love me. Even the most organic, pesticide-free oatmeal, it does not love me. So I have to be really, really careful with any grains. But if you can do some grains, put them around your workouts and understand that that is considered more of a whole food, right? Your fruits and your veg is where you should be getting most of your carbohydrates. That's where most of them should come from. So it's neat because you don't really have to count carbs if you're eating lots of whole foods. If you're eating lots of whole foods in the form of mostly vegetables and fruits, mostly vegetables, some fruits, some beans, legumes of some kind, possibly a small amount of grains if your body can handle it, then you're getting whole foods. Therefore, you're getting good carbohydrates. Therefore, you're also getting high fiber, and that fiber is crucial for us ladies in perimenopause and menopause. So I hope this helps you to rethink a little bit if you're going extremely low carb. And look, I always have to caveat this by saying, if you are in perimenopause and menopause, if you are on a low-carb diet, if your blood work looks amazing, if you feel amazing, if you're sleeping amazing, if you're having incredible results, you're able to lift, you're able to control your cravings and your hunger, you are moving forward, you're feeling fantastic, keep doing it. You do what works for you. I'm talking to the masses who go for these extreme things that their sister's aunt's cousin did and it worked well for them. So, hey, it must work well for me too. And I'm telling you, we're all very, very different. Where we are similar is that if we all live long enough, we will be all going through menopause. And we have to understand the landscape changes, our hormones change, our insulin sensitivity, it changes how our bodies process carbohydrates. In the form of those processed carbohydrates, it really doesn't do well with them because those are going to spike blood sugar levels, which again, if our insulin sensitivity has changed, we're just not able to handle like we could in our 20s, 30s, and maybe even early 40s. I want you to know it's okay. I want you to know it's normal. I want you to know that I'm in the same boat with you. What my body can handle today, what my body could handle 10 years ago, it can't handle today. It just can't. I had a different body then. But what I've done is I've learned to work with my hormones to give them the best chance of helping me to age well. And I want to see you age well. I want to see your next years become your best years. And I want to see you continue to challenge the status quo on aging, because the status quo is that, hey, this perimenopause and menopause thing sucks. It just gets worse. It's just going to be downhill from here. Our best years are in the rearview mirror. And I'm here to tell you that is not the case. That is it for today. I hope this was helpful to you. Hey, if it was, do me a favor, share it with a friend. And I know that you are enjoying this podcast when you go and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Just go find Age in Reverse, scroll 3/4 of the way down, and you'll see where you can leave a review. That also helps me get the message out to more people. Thank you so much, as always, for being here, and I will see you on our next episode. Hey, thank you so much for being here with me today. And depending on which platform you're listening on, be sure you're either following or subscribe so that the latest episodes are really easy to find. And if you have a moment and you found value here, it would mean everything if you could take just a moment and leave a 5-star review for this podcast so that I can get the message out to more women. Thanks again for being here, and I will see you next time.